Superior culture to those barbarians. Now, all over the world, that type of colonialism has been defeated, and the last bastion of colonialism now is in Palestine. Zionist Israel is there, and this is why the people of the world, around the world, are standing with the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people are strong. Their will has not been destroyed. Their country was usurped. They have been killed. They have been murdered. But their will is still strong. They are standing firmly, and they want the world to stand with them. Palestine in the past, as was mentioned, was occupied by the Crusaders for 200 years. In the end, it was the unity of the Arabs and the Muslims that brought freedom to Palestine. This time, it is the unity of the people of the world, because people all over the world, in Europe, in America, in Canada, in Latin America, are all standing with the Palestinian people. And that's the only way that the Palestinian people will achieve their victory and return to their homeland. Because the governments, unfortunately, the governments of the Arab world are all corrupt or under the heels of the Americans. And the governments in the West, still some of them are supporting this racist entity, because this is really a continuation of their imperial past. And this is why the only way for us to help the Palestinians is to listen to their call. The call 72, the civil society organizations in Palestine, they said the way to defeat Israel, Zionism, and its backers, the United States and Western Europe, is for the people of the world to join the boycott and divestment and sanctions campaign. And this campaign has three basic requests, which are based on justice, international law. And they are that the occupation of 1967 of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem should end, that the apartheid wall should be dismantled. The second request is that the Palestinian refugees, the 6 million Palestinian refugees who have been expelled from their country since 1948, should return to their homeland in accordance with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations Resolution.
You know, it is very important for all of us to stand up against the zalim of our time. And once again, I keep on repeating that Alhamdulillah, you are blessed to be standing here in front of the oppressor of our time. I would also like to take 30 seconds, a moment of silence, and recite Surah Fatiha for the Shuhada everywhere, but especially the over 90 people that died in Quetta while commemorating the Al-Quds Day, and they were slaughtered by the same people that are occupying and their agents in Pakistan. And many of the people who died there, hundreds were injured, including the cousin and brother of Brother Muneer here. So again, we offer our condolences to him and to the families of all Shuhada. And inshallah, may Allah give them the place in heaven. And let's recite Surah Fatiha before I invite my next speaker.
Thank you. From Iraq to Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
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 Netanyahu, you will see.
Palestine will be free.
Netanyahu, you will see.
Palestine will be free.
Netanyahu, you will see.
Palestine will be free.
Netanyahu, you will see.
For the oppressed people of Palestine. So let's make sure that we raise our hands and raise our voices. Shem, Shem, Israel!
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 Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA! Israel!
Netanyahu, you will see!
Palestine will be free!
Netanyahu, you will see!
Palestine will be free!
Hassan Obama, you will see!
Palestine will be free!
Hassan Obama, you will see!
Palestine will be free!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! Occupation is a crime.
Next time, I'm going to invite the Upper Bangladesh. I'm going to start with the...